Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I
think that's a
song.
Sing
to me, baby, sing!
Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, Dr. Bloodstein. Dr. Bloodstein. Freaking news and pretty guests. North and south and east to west. Put your boundaries to the test with Dr. Bloodstein. Well, 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 I'm glad you're here. Well, 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 my name is Dr. Bloodstein. Sit on down and here you'll find Dr. Bloodstein. If you've got things on your mind, call Dr. Bloodstein. Dr. Bloodstein. Don't annoy, he'll throw a fit. Bubble chaos and punish shit. Grab a chair, he's on the air. Dr. Bloodstein. Here on the radio, happy hour. Here on the radio, happy hour. Dr. Bloodstein.
God bless Alan Levy. God bless you, Alan Levy. I was cursing you and saying really awful things about you just moments ago because we were not able to get on the air, but we're on the air now. For those of you listening to the archive, you do not know that we are 10 minutes late because of technology, but we're here now, and that is all that counts. Dangerous, are you alive?
Yes, baby, I am.
Oh, oh my God, do I feel so good. Dangerous Lee is here, and Vinny.
Good evening.
Good evening. Vinny kept me calm this whole time. Oh, my Lord. Oh.
Breathe deep. The show that cannot be killed by technology.
Technology!
We are on the air.
Technology be damned! What's funny is that the people that most people listen to the show not live, but later on in the week on the archive. You know, they subscribe to it on iTunes or they listen to it on drblockstein.com or on blogtalkradio.com. So for those people, they're not going to know what the hell we're talking about because for them, the show just starts when the show starts. You know?
Well, you know what they can know is it is now 8:13 Central Time. And we're just coming live on the air, so there's 12 minutes of me calm,
yeah,
relax.
This is what was going on. This is what was going on. Vinny was calming me down on the phone. Relax, calm. And the more he said calm, the more irritated I was getting. Like, every time he told me to calm down, I was getting irritated. All right, we got a big show, and I think we might have Martin Rooney on the line. One second. Martin, are you there?
I am, Doctor.
Oh, Martin Rooney, hold on one second because I am going to introduce the show, then introduce you, and we can get started, all right? All right. His silence means it's okay. All right, big show this week. We have Martin Rooney coming up. He is the he's got a new book, and for those of you live in the chat room, I'm holding it up for you right now. He is a trainer to the 2007 International Fight League World Team Champions, the New York Pit Bulls. And he's going to help train us. We also have Dennis Hoff, who is the owner and operator of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada, the brothel. Very exciting to have him calling in live. And Scott.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, please, Vinny. And also Scott Cohen, who is an actor. He's an actor. He's on the new Jezebel James show on Fox. Vinny, are you getting all choked up about this? Did you lose your cough button?
No, I have it, or else you would have heard a big one.
All right. But first, we have Martin Rooney. Martin, you don't know the hell we were through. We couldn't get the show started. There was some kind of the main switch was broken, is how it was explained to me.
Well, I was figuring something out, because every time I tried to dial through, it just kept saying, hang on. I'd hang on and hang on. I thought I had the wrong number. I'd call again, and finally we're here.
Thank God. Oh, I'm gonna stop talking about the technical problems because that'll just irritate me. But luckily, it all went okay. Martin Rooney, the author of Training for Warriors, you're on the line with, along with me, you're on with Dangerous Lee and
Hi.
Vinny Bond.
Good evening.
It sounds like two people perfect for this book. Two famous kind of warrior names right there.
That's right, Dangerous Lee and Vinny Bond. They are warriors. Now, that's my first question, actually, is do you need to be a warrior first to get anything out of this book, or does it make you a warrior?
Yeah, you don't have to be a warrior first. This is about everybody that aspires to pull that warrior out from inside them. So if you look on that back cover there, it says, hey, to be a warrior, you got to train like a warrior. And there is nothing more primal and elemental that somebody wants to be than just this maybe badass that could walk down the street or feel comfortable in a bar and not get beat down. And this book is just one small way of, if you develop that physical capacity, you might be able to do that.
I would like to let out my inner warrior because I am tired of getting beat down in bars. you're so right.
But it's also for the elite athlete too, where it, you know, one of the challenges with the book by Harper was that, hey, you got to make it for everybody, and you know, so the mixed martial arts is the vehicle for this book, but in the end, it's a fitness book for everybody, and it's something that even in the first few weeks of release, it's getting some, you know, pretty crazy reviews. And it was pretty surreal. Tonight I actually went out to the mall and saw it, you know, prominently displayed on its own stand in a Barnes & Noble, which was really, really cool.
Wow, that should feel good. You know, I'm looking – I think one thing that might be missing from this book, and I hate to criticize it because it's great, and even the cover, it doesn't feel like a regular paperback. It's got this waxy feel. It has a high-quality feel to it is what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there should be more girls in the book, because I'm looking at page 146 and 147, and it kind of looks – some of these exercises are homoerotic.
Well, definitely if anybody – you know, this is where you got – and I'm looking at those pages right now too. Hey, what you got to understand is that in the fight game – and remember, these are real exercises that are used by real fighters. These are actual positions that take place in the fight. So instead of thinking homo, think about that guy on top of you punching your teeth out instead, and maybe it changes that feel for you a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at page 119 now, and this looks like my channel 119 if I push the wrong button.
Oh God! Hey, well, again, if nothing else, it's nothing else, I hope all the listeners out there get intrigued enough to check this out. But I will guarantee that, you know, I will guarantee that if you and Vinny try this move out, it might actually be really, really tough. But if you and Dangerous try it out, maybe you'll really be into it.
Well,
now, being that there are no women in the book, can Dangerous benefit from this workout?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if you notice from the beginning chapters, or all the chapters, there are first exercises that you use your own body weight, and then there are exercises that you use a partner, and then there are traditional weight exercises and probably a lot of extreme exercises that people have never seen before, especially like, say, the neck training section and the training of the feet. But without a doubt, this is beneficial to men and women. The reason there are not really any women in this is at this time, this is really a male-dominated sport, where mixed martial arts right now only had, you know, within the last year, maybe its first bunch of women really enter the sport. So it wasn't kind of by choice but by design to first have the warrior book like this. And, hey, you know what? It's you're already leading me to a perfect sequel. Maybe it's training the woman warrior, and Dangerous could be one of the photo stars in it.
Oh, very
Dangerous.
Nice. I'm down for it.
Yeah, Dangerous. I don't know if you've ever seen Dangerously, but she is in really good shape, so she would be perfect for this. In fact, I can see her as a warrior, as a mixed martial art fighter in the new and future IWFL.
Well, hey, hey, Dangerous, if you ever get into it, I got a lot of people to help train you, and I'll tell you what, the women are really getting into this now. This has become now that they're actually professional women fighters. But when you go to the academies and the gyms, there are tons of women in it, and I say, you know what, more power to them, because, you know, there is nothing like a woman that knows how to take care of herself and doesn't take any crap from anybody, and I think the mixed martial arts is one way to achieve that.
You know what, and speaking of which, self-defense, this book could possibly help you with self-defense, and that's a big issue with women, is that not right?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, think of it this way. Let's say we make Dangerous, although it sounds like she's super fit and super bad already. Let's say we make her stronger, faster, have better endurance, have the ability to explode on somebody that's attacking her or run away faster than ever before. Those are great two forms of self-defense that, without a doubt, the book can help achieve that. But remember, the book essentially is a fitness text, not an actual technical text on how to fight, but more building the muscles that you need when you want to fight.
Okay. And so tell me, IFL World Team Champs. So these are actual team fighting?
Yeah.
There are teams across the country that fight as a team, or it's one-on-one fights?
No, how it works is traditionally, as the sport mixed martial arts continues to evolve, they had single guys one-on-one fighting each other. But then there were a lot of these guys all coming from similar teams or camps. So the IFL created this really cool concept where now, almost like what happens if people are familiar with high school wrestling, now a bunch of guys fight, but they're all from the same team, and then the team that wins the most matches, that team wins the event. So let's say, you know, Vinny's on my team, you're on my team, you guys both win and I lose, but we win 2 out of 3, we still go on as a team and all get to fight again further down. And our team, the New York Pit Bulls, last year in 2007, beat all the other teams in tournament and then playoffs and won the whole thing. And it was a super exciting experience.
So it's high school wrestling concept.
Yeah, so bringing that concept to professional sports, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's great. Now, what is this? I'm hearing that you're going to be working with the NFL this year.
Yeah, so another thing that I do besides working with a lot of the high level fighters. Is I also train a lot of athletes for the NFL. So in particular, I just trained Chris Long, who is Howie Long's son, to get ready for the NFL. Ray Rice from Rutgers, another big player. But I've had hundreds of athletes that have been placed into the league, and I've been the mixed martial arts consultant for the New York Jets and New York Giants, and I start the Jets program again next Thursday on the 27th, which we combine this stuff where we take the hand fighting skills and the hand fighting techniques, but bring it to the combat of football. And I'll tell you, years ago the guys weren't as receptive to it, but now, man, they eat that stuff up. And there's nothing cooler than having worked with, you know, especially the Giants over the years, and then them just winning the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, Martin, with the Jets, I think it's all, you know, it's great that you're teaching them mixed martial arts, but they need someone to teach them football.
Oh gosh. Well, hey, remember, you know, there's a lot of things out of their control. And me being a huge Jet fan, those guys, you know, if you look back on that last season, there were a lot of close games. And sometimes, you know, it's the way the ball bounces, how things come out. But I'm expecting, you know, hopefully huge things out of the guys in green this year. That's for sure.
Spoken like a man on the New York Jets payroll.
Doc?
Yes.
Excuse me, Doc. We have a question from the chat room. Someone in Vegas wants to know, last year that you had mascot teams, now you have gym teams?
Yep. So,
I'm not sure I understand it, but maybe you can explain it. He wants to know how you feel about the two.
Yeah, so what he's saying, Vinny, is the IFL has made a switch this year where up until the first couple of seasons it was teams. So, for instance, our team was the New York Pit Bulls, but it was coached by Henzo Gracie, where now we're going to be Team Henzo Gracie. So what they've gone with is it's still a team concept, but now the team, instead of having a mascot name, now the team is going to be the actual team name of where they came from. So like Ken Shamrock's Lions Den, and, you know, now it's going to be Team Henzo Gracie, and I'm pretty sure I think this year Randy Couture is going to have a team. So they're kind of, instead of trying to get the fan to pick up a new mascot name in their head, they're sticking with the famous team and the famous name that the people already know. And I think it's a great move, and I'm really excited to see it because it still has that team concept. And being part of the team, I'm always just excited to go to the events. And there's a huge event in the Izod Center in New Jersey on April 4th, and one of the fighters I'm working with is actually fighting for the title, which is a different thing they're doing this year too, where they're going to have a lot of individual championship bouts in addition to the team stuff. So I think it's only going to add more excitement to the event.
Well, very exciting. Martin Rooney, I want to thank you for joining us on the Radio Happy Hour. Hey, what about a Blockstein team? Is that possible?
Hey, whenever you guys are ready to come down and train, or you have me come down there and train, I mean, I see you're already doing stuff with Evander Holyfield and some other Warriors, but anytime you guys are ready to train, you can check us out at the Parisi Speed School, or you can find me on trainingforwarriors.com you'll be able to find out more about it. But hopefully it sparked enough interest that everybody goes out there and checks out this book. It was a 2-year project, and I don't believe there's anything else like it in the fitness industry right now.
No, it's great. And I'm flipping through it so I could show the live chat room. There's a webcam and everything, so I'm showing them some of the pages. But I'll give one lucky listener a copy of this book later on in the show, and I think the other ones will want to follow suit and buy it, because if one person in the chat room is fit like a warrior, you're all going to want to be. You don't know when they're going to start trouble. Am I wrong, Martin?
No, you are not wrong. Let's put it this way. It's the alpha male syndrome. If one guy gets big and bad and he starts, you know, he starts getting all the food or all the chicks, somebody's going to want to step up and pop that guy in the mouth.
That's right.
But you got to be a warrior to do that. And like I said, I hope this book can help.
Well, it sure will. Martin Rooney, Training for Warriors, thank you.
Thank you. Good to hear you guys.
Great to hear you, too.
Have a great night.
Good man, good man. Now, I got Justin, but I do not want to keep, since we're running behind, I do not want to keep Mr. Dennis Hoff waiting. I mean, he's not a man you want to keep waiting. So let me just say hi to
him.
Hi,
Justin.
Let me just say hi to Justin real quick. And hey,
Hi, bye.
Welcome home.
Adios. Hasta la vista. Ay, caramba.
Welcome back. I do want to get to you, but
you know what? I'll talk in bullets. It was a fabulous trip. I almost drowned. I had dysentery. I'll talk to you next week.
Hell no.
Wait. Look, do me a favor. I'm gonna put you on hold. If you want to hang up and do it next week, that's fine.
Yeah, let's do it next week because the dysentery story and the drowning story is really interesting.
All right, that's a good tease. All right, next week. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
I'm glad you made it home alive, and I can't wait to hear about the dysentery and the near drowning next week.
Yes.
Adios.
Adios. Bye
bye.
Ay, caramba.
All right, calm down. What was that? All right, you're going to scare my man Dennis Hoff away.
He is worse than
well,
that.
After dysentery and drowning, the Bunny Ranch is going to be a real fun deal.
Dennis Hoff is the owner and operator of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. He's a man who believes in the right to bear ass.
Absolutely.
All day. Dennis, I was working on that one all day.
That's a great line, the right to bear ass. I love that. Well, you know what? Larry Flint named me the Pimp Master General of America, and that is going to be my slogan, the right to bear ass every day.
All right. And you'll know where you heard it. Where'd you hear it? I don't even know.
Dr. Blogstein.
That's right.
Radio Happy Hour, baby.
Dennis, you are on with me on the Radio Happy Hour. You're with Dangerous Lee.
Hey.
Hi.
and Vinny Bond.
Good evening.
Hello. Well, let me ask you this. Who on the show is heterosexual and who likes girls?
Damn.
We are all heterosexual, and I believe we all like girls.
Good.
I like men.
But do you like girls too, honey, just a little bit?
I think women are absolutely beautiful. But do I want to get a prostitute? No, I don't want to get a prostitute. No.
Well, at the Bunny Ranch, it's not a prostitute. It's a working girl. It's a high-class girl.
A high-class girl. I don't want to pay for it. I just want somebody to give it to me.
Well, I'm going
to
give it to you because I'm going to put you on the comp list.
But
me and the other guys on the show get to watch.
Wow. You guys want to watch, huh? You kinky bastard.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Every man wants to watch a threesome.
Oh, look at you. All right.
That sounds like she agrees. Sounds like
no,
she agrees.
Shut up. I'm having fun with this.
Dennis will work on her.
Well, I think you need to just a little bit. What I find is if a girl doesn't like girls, she's never experienced the right one.
Oh.
Once you acquire a taste, you'll be craving. It's like sushi, you know. You fight it. I don't want sushi.
Oh,
I don't want to eat it.
Don't compare it to fish, for God's sake.
Well, sushi is wonderful, but a lot of girls, they hold off on eating sushi. They don't like it. They're scared of it. And once they try, they get a craving for it all the time.
Dangerous. Have you had sushi?
Yes, I have.
I'm talking about the euphemism. Have you tasted the sushi?
No, I haven't. Sorry,
you have
I'm slow tonight. You guys are going back and forth with me here.
So she doesn't even know what she's missing.
Oh, shut up. Well, you guys could tell me since you guys probably eat enormous amounts of sushi.
I love sushi.
I do, too.
So, Dennis.
Danny.
Oh, Danny, that's cute.
So, Dennis, when you were a little kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
You know, I wanted to be a fireman.
Did you? And then you end up here.
Well, you know, I just got lucky. I made the right turn. I had a few million dollars in my pocket, and I bought a business that was very unique. I looked at this as a business opportunity. There's only a handful of licenses in America to do what I do, and I've turned it into the most famous place in the world. I mean, there's over 500 girls licensed with us. We've been on every major television and radio show ever done. Friday night, I've got a two-hour special coming out with Diane Sawyer on 2020.
Yes, I was reading about that today.
Yeah.
There was some controversy about that, wasn't there?
Well, there was. We shot this a couple years ago, and Diane Sawyer's best thing she ever did was when she went in that woman's prison. It was outrageous and high ratings. So she wanted to top that with the Bunny Ranch, but it was just too hot for the Disney boys, and they were afraid. They were just afraid of it. And fortunately, I thought it was never going to air. I thought the producers were so frustrated. I thought it was never going to air. And then when they thought about doing it, the primetime live ratings were very low. And on Thursday night, they were just taking a bath, so I thought it never happened. Now with Elliot, no-glove love-gov, it was all his nonsense. They decided to air it. They thought the timing was great because prostitution, of course, is in the forefront of the news right now, and with Spitzer, and they're taking their shot, and I give Diane a lot of credit. She did an amazing show, and it's going to blow America away when they see what she got out of these girls.
This is Friday night, huh?
Friday night, 2020, 2 hours.
Two hours.
Yep, and she shows the contrast. What she does is she gets into these girls, gets into the heads of these girls, that goes into their homes, and she really gets to know them, and then she takes you out on the street to Elizabeth, New Jersey, where the highest prostitution arrest rate in the country, and all these addicted girls with diseases, and it's just terrible, and it does the same thing in Reno for a month. Now, 25 miles from here, it's illegal. People don't realize that prostitution is legal everywhere in Nevada, unless the county has 400,000 people. So that eliminates Clark County, Las Vegas, and it eliminates Washoe County, which is where Reno is at, Reno Sparks. So she's there, and in Reno, when they're arresting people at 7 in the morning, professionals wanting a little action on the way to work and saying, why don't you go to the Bunny Ranch? Oh, I didn't feel like driving out there. These guys will get their lives destroyed over this.
So that said, should it be legal all across the country?
Well, and, you know, the only objection I cannot overcome with politicians and the right-wingers are the moral issue. If you want to talk about exploitation, it eliminates exploitation. These girls are not exploited. The only people that are exploited at the Bunny Ranch is guys that run out of money and want a variety. That's exploitation. We have to pay. You know, like I always say, I'm bisexual because since I was 14, I've been buying candy, I've been buying flowers, I've been buying cars, I've been buying houses, I've been buying dinners. I bought everything there is to get sex. So we're exploited, not the girls. The girls are here because they want to be.
You know what? I agree with you 100%. I never bought that prostitutes, and especially with strippers and strip clubs, saying that the girls are being exploited. Tell me that the girls are being exploited while I'm feeding them with singles like I'm in a zoo and they're zoo animals.
Exactly.
I'm being exploited.
Now, in the illegal world, there is, because you get these pimps, and sadly enough, the image that America has of a prostitute is underage, ethnic, street corner, short shorts, crack pipe, and a pimp down the street. But when you legalize this business, the girls here, their pimp is Mercedes-Benz credit, the Louis Vuitton store, Tiffany's. That's their pimps. That's who they work for, their house payments, and they're their own pimps. They don't need a pimp. And so when you eliminate all that exploitation, but you also take the disease out of it. In Las Vegas, where our business is illegal, there's now been 368 girls arrested, mandatory sexually transmitted disease tests with HIV. In our system, at the Bunny Ranch, hundreds of thousands of checks in the last 27 years, and not one case of HIV. It's proof that reliable checks and barrier protection works.
No, it makes so much sense. Hey, would you take a call?
Sure.
All right, and then we'll get to you, Vinny, okay?
Sure.
All right, line 4702, I believe that's in Las Vegas. You're on the air?
Yeah. Hey, it's Vegas.
Yes, Mark from Vegas, what's up?
Hey, I think we had a couple questions from the chat room. I also had a question. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of the show, Dennis. I love the show.
Thank you.
You're speaking about the Cat House on HBO, correct?
That's correct.
Fifth season.
And I guess my first thing is the whole idea that you guys do seminars up there as well, more than just having the working girls up there. They also do seminars for married couples, correct?
A lot of them. In fact, in our last shoot, we did a whole class again, because the last one we did on finding the G-spot, we had over 1,000 emails of people that said, we've been married 20 years, we found the G-spot. And so we like to think of our show as a soap opera, a documentary, softcore porn, and sex education.
Yeah, sounds like the Bunny Ranch is like the learning annex for sex.
Well, it is, and what we showed on there, the two things that have really been a change in our business since the show, like I said, our 50th season now, is number one, virgins. We show a lot of virgins on the show, and because of that, we've turned into the de-virginizing center of America. You know, uncles, moms, people bringing their kids in here, rather than having them go out and experiment and get girls pregnant and ruin their lives, they come in here and they learn about this thing. They get some education so they can go out and be in the real world and date and feel confident in their skills. The other thing is couples. The biggest growth sector of our business now is single women and couples. And on Saturday night here, there was 9 couples in here at one time. Lots of couples coming in, where 5 years ago we didn't have that business.
So do the couples come in to do it with each other or to do a threesome?
Well, it's a little bit of each. It could be a wife that wants to treat her husband. You've been a good husband for 10 years. You've been straight with me. Let's go to the Bunny Ranch. A wife that wants to dabble. She may want to, she's never done anything. She may want just a little massage, and let's see what it ends up being. It could be a husband that wants to see his wife with a girl, but the wife doesn't want our girl being involved with her husband. There's so many different scenarios, but lots and lots of threesomes doing a lot of different things.
Do you ever turn anyone away because of age?
No, because of what?
Age.
AIDS. HIV.
No, not the disease. Age.
Age, I'm sorry. the first thing I did when I bought the Bunny Ranch is I said, I don't like this system. Prostitution worldwide is that if a customer comes in and has the money, the girl has sex with him. And also, if he has the money, he does whatever he wants with the girl. And I said, stop, this is ridiculous. This is the new millennium. Let's start with this. Girls, don't party with anybody you don't want to. Don't be with anybody you want to. Just be nice to them. Say, I've got a customer that's coming in, I'm spending the night with, a regular, I'm going home with Dennis. Tell him some kind of story to where he doesn't feel bad. Don't say, you're too heavy, you're too skinny, you're too black, you're too white, you're too whatever. Just be nice to them and introduce them to another girl, and it always works out. The other thing is, when you're in the room, the guys are here because their wives and girlfriends don't want to experiment, and it could be just very simple things, but they don't want to experiment. So if you don't want to do something, be honest with the customer. Say, I don't do that in my personal life. I've never done it professionally. There's girls here that will give you a better experience at what you want to do than me. Just be nice to them. And it always works out. If we were in the car business, we'd say there's an ass for every seat. Well, at the Bunny Ranch, there's a bunny for every horny customer.
Hey, Mark, anything else?
We just had one more question in the chat room about the testing. How often are they tested, Dennis?
Well, it's weekly. Pre-screen, when they come in, it's chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and HIV. Then every week the girls check for the three, and every month blood's taken for the HIV. And because of our system, 27 years, I never see anything. In fact, every year when we meet with the health department to try to refine our policies or find better tests and things like that, the health department says, man, if we could get the discos and the bars to be as clean as the Bunny Ranch, there wouldn't be any problems. By the way, in Nevada is the first state to eradicate syphilis. Eradicate, big word. And if you look at the CDC reports, the syphilis in America is primarily in New York, San Francisco, and the Bible Belt. And I always try to get the religious people to explain to me why the syphilis is in the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I like her. Can I trade you guys three bunnies for her for a couple hours?
Stop.
Yes.
It.
Yes.
You just go pimp me out. Look at you. I'm
no,
you.
No, baby, I'm going to be with you.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, did you ever see the movie American Pimp?
You know what? I don't think I have. I'm going to have to check that out.
It's a cult classic. The Hughes brothers did Menace to Society and Dead Presidents. Well, I'm in there, and I'm there was an ethnic girl that I used to live with, and so I'm hearing that voice, baby.
Nice.
Okay.
Dennis, do you taste all your sushi?
Do I do what?
Do you taste all your sushi?
Tape all what?
Do you taste all of your
oh,
sushi?
Oh, do I taste it all? No. Nobody's man enough to do that. I don't get involved in the hiring. I have a team of people that do that, and the madam especially. And what we're looking for primarily is people skills and personality, the drive, the eye of the tiger. As far as looks, age, and body, everybody has a different opinion on what's nice, and that opinion with men changes on a weekly basis. They may have one thing that they like the most, but they'll walk by a girl and it'll remind them of their mom's best girlfriend or the girl they used to sit next to in high school, and they'll want to party with them. So I don't get involved in any of that. I only date working girls. I have to admit to that, only because they're professionals. I want a hofessional that knows what she's doing.
Have you ever been married?
I've been married. I tried that, and it might work for some people, but it didn't work for me. I do like to live with a girl, but I only want to be with a girl that likes girls. That way I don't have to cheat on her. She can bring girls home, and we can have fun. There's never any jealousies and any problems. But working girls, our society really needs to take a look at itself. In the Asian cultures, they'll look at a girl by her experience level when they go to a house of prostitution. Our culture is that, if I hear this one more time, I'm going to puke. My girlfriend was only with one guy before me. My girlfriend never did this. My girlfriend, dude, you got a bum lay on your hands. Excuse me. You know, if we're building a race car, we're not going to the Los Angeles School of Driving to get some guy that's just learning how. We want the professional that's ran 1,000 races. The Bunny Ranch girls have been with a lot of guys. They know what they're doing, and they're able to take the quality of sex and raise it to a level that most civilian chicks don't even understand.
How much time is it in between guys? In other words, if I come in there and I pick out Blondie number 7, how long before was she with someone else?
Well, she would take and after the party, she'd go to her room, get cleaned up, redo her makeup, take a shower, relax a little bit, and when she feels like coming out and working. Sometimes it's hours, sometimes it's not. Sometimes if we're busy, it's not. But you can't hurt this stuff. It's made out of Teflon. There's no, you don't have to worry about that.
Hey, Vinny, you got anything from the chat room?
Mark had the
all
two
over
major
the place,
questions
baby.
Out of the chat room. The chat room is pretty interesting this evening.
What's it saying, Vinny? What's it saying?
Not too many people that agree with what you do for a living.
Really? That's surprising because I really think what he's doing is great. He's keeping these girls. He's keeping it safe. He's keeping it. He looks out for the health of these girls. He's providing a service that is, frankly, it's legal there. I don't see any problem with what he's doing.
I think here's what you tell the people in the chat room. I understand where they're coming from.
Well, you're going to tell them right now.
Okay, I'll tell them. What's the alternative? Look around in their own city. Look at New York City. Disgusting prostitution, white slavery. The governor is taking girls across state lines for prostitution purpose. You've got lots of ethnic girls, South American girls, Asian girls being held as captives. With slave in slave type conditions, that's how prostitution is dealt with. So these same people in the chat room that don't like what I'm doing don't go out and do anything about the disgusting, disease ridden, criminal element in their own city. That's okay because they're hypocrites. They turn their back and let it happen in their own city. Look in Las Vegas. 200 pages of escort services. There's not that many old people that want somebody to go to lunch with them. I promise you. You know, in any paper, no matter what city you live in, there's underground papers, there's yellow pages. Go on Craigslist and find out how disgusting this is. So the choice is this: have it in the hands of somebody like me that has a license,
that goes through a 10-year background check, FBI background check, and an update every year. If I get caught in Oregon with a joint and get a $25 ticket handed to me, I lose my license. I have to go through audited tax returns, and my girls are the same way. They have to be clean. They can't have any wads or warrants. So, and the money we pay helps our government. We pay 83% of all the business license fees in our county, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. In other cities around the country, you pay a fortune to police vice, and they don't do a very good job of it. So if you don't like disease, you don't like criminals, you don't like money going into an underground drug-ridden society, and you don't like pimps, then you like the Bunny Ranch. If you don't like the Bunny Ranch, shame on you, because you are helping promote this criminal, disease-ridden entity that's in your city. So ask them about that one.
Yeah, I am ready to support you for anything that you're going to – Dennis for president.
And I understand the moral issue. I understand the moral issue. I understand monogamy, and God bless anybody that can live like that. But for those of the people out there that don't want to, well, let me ask you.
People are fucking, so, you know, excuse my language, but people are fucking. So
I like you, baby. People are fucking, you and I need to be fucking.
Oh, stop it. No. You got enough ass coming your way. But seriously, you know,
okay, let's,
people
let's,
are having sex, so what is, I don't know why everybody's so stick up their butt about it.
Wait, here's why. Governor Spitzer, how would you like to be this poor wife of this guy? Wouldn't she have been happier if this guy would have went to the Bunny Ranch in their hometown, got
probably
laid?
Probably wouldn't have been.
Well, but she'd be happier than she is today. If she's got a husband that might go to a penitentiary over sex, over his sexual desires, because he's weak and couldn't control them. You got a family that's embarrassed to death. He's facing Mann Act charges, money laundering charges. So that's the alternative. Guys are going to cheat. That's why we're put on this planet, to have this sexual drive. Some men control
you.
It, some can't.
Preach, tell us the truth.
No,
yeah.
You're absolutely right. And just because the Bunny Ranch is there doesn't mean you have to go. But it's an option.
Absolutely. It's like buying Girl Scout cookies at Walmart or going to the Kiwanis Club. Just because it's there, you don't have to do it.
Exactly. What kind of insurance do you have to get for this?
Well, of course, I have a huge liability policy, just and a liquor policy, like you would any bar.
I get it. A liquor license.
I have a liquor license. Yeah, liquor. We don't barely know her. I have basic insurance that you need to operate a business, but we don't have any problems. I mean, our life is pretty. It goes pretty easy, and we just make it fun. The girls come in here and work for as little or as long as they want. They go home. Typical girl comes in here and works a week to 10 days a month and has a six-figure income. Some of the girls, in fact, you go to BunnyRanch.com and you look at Brooke Taylor, beautiful blonde. She's being interviewed with Tyra Banks right now out here in the parlor. Made $300,000 last year, and she was traveling most of the time promoting our TV show, Air Force Amy, $500,000. There's a lot of money in this business for a girl that wants to work. So I look at this business, and I'll tell you who sees this very clearly that gave me this insight on his show is Montel Williams. This business empowers women to be real businessmen. And people that don't want these girls to work with their assets are people that are haters, are controlling. It's their way of holding women back. It would be like saying to Michael Jordan, you need to be an accountant because it would help the world more than being a basketball player.
Right. And you know what? This is what I said last week also. You know, if you are pro-choice in terms of abortion because you feel it's the woman's body and they can choose what they want to do with it, then you have to be pro-prostitution.
I think so. I am pro-women's rights, and that includes pro-choice. Do I like abortion? No, I don't like abortion, but I don't want to force a woman to do anything. You know, women have came so far, and they deserve what they've got. But, you know, it wasn't too long ago they couldn't vote. You know, it's like, let these women be free. Let them earn the same. This is, in society, I think it's about 70%. A woman earns about 70% of what a man does for the same job. not in prostitution, not in prostitution at all. This empowers these girls to be real businesswomen. Most of my girls have tax planners, tax attorneys, corporations, and they're here working legally. So the people in your chat room that are questioning what I do, I say to them, don't question the morality of the state of Nevada. We have gaming, we have liquor 24 hours a day, and prostitution everywhere but Reno and Las Vegas. Our state works pretty good. You need to worry about your own state.
Thank you. Really quickly, because I could talk to you all day, but I know that you have better things to do out there.
I'm enjoying this. This is great. Plus, you can say fuck. I love this. I heard the black chick say fuck. It kind of turned me on. I got a little chubby.
It's dangerous, baby. It's dangerous.
She likes to keep it dangerous. You know, dangerous. I think you might have a job by the end of this interview.
I like this girl. Hell, I want to date her. Forget that.
I don't think so.
My offer still stands. I'll give you 3 bunnies for a night, for her for a night.
One night with 3 bunnies.
I don't own Dangerous, so I can't make that deal.
But Dangerous, I will spoil you.
As long as you don't call me the black chick, we'll be all right.
All right.
Vinny, let's think about this. 1 bunny for you, 2 bunnies for me, and all we have to do is give Dangerous to Dennis for a night.
Look, yeah, you guys don't own me. You can't
deal with the repercussions of us thinking that we own Dangerous and can give her away when she comes back and kicks both of our asses.
I know, but imagine the stories next week when she comes out.
It's not really that you own her. Of course you don't own her. But I just thought that if she really wanted to see you guys be happy and have 3 bunnies.
I don't love her that much. You know?
So technically, Dennis, she would be giving the 3 bunnies.
Absolutely. And you would owe her a debt of gratitude.
A play on her. Yeah, right.
Because it did come up in the chat room, and I want to go back. You had said at one point that all men cheat. I think general consensus is there is just as many women who cheat as men who cheat.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what?
Everybody's horny.
Well, and you know what? That's dangerous. This is just coming out now that's true, because it used to be that the girls wouldn't talk about it. Now it's coming out. And when I say all men cheat, a large percentage. I mean, obviously not all men cheat. There are people that don't want extramarital sex, that they have communication with their wives and they try things. Typically what happens is every man's fantasy is a threesome, and they'd rather do it with their wife. But they don't have the nerve to talk to their wife, so they come to the Bunny Ranch and have a threesome with Brooke Taylor and Air Force Amy, while the wife is having a threesome with her tennis pro and his girlfriend.
I think if you're in a relationship where you can, where you both can come up with different ways of satisfying the other person, there's not necessarily the need to cheat. And when I was in my early 20s, I got to experience the threesomes a number of times, so I've gotten it out of my system at this point.
That's an excellent point, but a lot of people don't have that communication level.
A lot of people, Vinny, haven't gotten out of their systems like you have.
Well, I'm a little older than you are, Doc, so, you know.
But, Vinny, when you started thinking about having a threesome, it just, you had to have it, didn't you?
It was, you know, actually, to be perfectly honest, it came upon me.
Well, you're a lucky man.
The first time.
Well, Well, listen here.
but that was, you know, a long time ago, and like I said, I've gotten it out of my system. I don't think, unless I happen to be with a woman who asked for it, but I don't think I would need to ask for it at this point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would.
You've matured, and you've got to that point. That's excellent. Good for you.
Thank you.
So, Vinny, what kind of threesome was this? If it came upon you,
He had a bi girl. He had a girlfriend that liked girls, and they just fell into it. That happens.
That's exactly it. I was dating someone who was bi, and one day she showed up with her girlfriend.
Very nice.
There was another question. There was a question asking if you had the opportunity, would you expand to Neverland Ranch?
Oh, geez, stop it.
Neverland Ranch would be a nice place to have a bunny ranch in California. In fact, right now I'm wearing a hat. I think if you go on the, on our website, you can see a picture of it that Michael Jackson's dad had made for me that I love. It's I love this hat. And I just
Joseph made a hat for you. Oh my God!
Yeah, so the family, Janet and Joe, watched the show. They TiVo it.
Yeah, they live out there. Yeah, wow.
Everybody watches my show. I mean, it's HBO's highest rated show.
Area code 416. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello.
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Who's this?
I'm sorry to bother you, but I just, there's so many people in your chat room. I thought, oh my God, I can't miss this party.
What do you want? What do you want?
I just called to just, don't be.
All right, I can't deal with that woman. Dennis.
Wow.
Okay.
What, Vinny? What's wrong?
Another question.
Okay, go ahead. What?
How come there isn't a cock ranch?
Well, you know, that's an excellent thing. The joke always is when I can find a guy that can fake an erection all day, I'll hire him. But the reality is this. Nevada, as crazy as we seem out here, is an extremely conservative state. We always vote Republican, and it's very conservative. And I know it sounds crazy, but that's the way it is. I feel like that if we put men in here, that the impression, whether it's correct or not, would be homosexual sex. And that might be the thing that could end prostitution as it exists in Nevada. In other words, these old farmers are out here, and it's okay to let them girls go fuck somebody, but I'll have two boys having sex? I don't think so. Now, Heidi Feist, which is a great friend, an old fuck buddy of mine, is trying to do that. And I'm supporting her. I helped her find the land. I'm giving her all the support I can, although I think it's a crazy idea.
It's
ahead of its time. It's ahead of its time. Women are starting to pay for sex, but it's just not there yet.
Yeah. I don't see taking a trip with my girls to a cock ranch, no.
if you could go in there, what we pay for is men don't pay for sex. They pay for the girl not to get pregnant, not to give them a disease, and not to call them the next day. That's what they pay for.
That's a very good point.
Sneaky thing.
Well, you know, he makes a lot of sense, but he's not going to make a lot of friends in our audience that way. But I like what you're saying, and you do make a lot of sense.
I might not make a lot of friends, but here's what happens. I've sat down with governors and attorney generals with many, many states, and we go through these things, exploitation, disease, da-da-da-da, all these things. And they agree, and then it gets down to, well, would you like to be the first person to stand up in front of your church group and say that you support prostitution in your state? And they start choking and gagging. They know it's the right thing to do, but they're such hypocrites, they won't do it.
Did you ever meet Elliot Spitzer?
I have not met Elliot. I feel sorry for Elliot, and I hate him at the same time, because he's the guy that went after the radio guys, sued them for millions of dollars for plug and pay and payola and all that. He also prosecuted numerous prostitution rings. And that's the ultimate of hypocrisy. If you are using a vice, don't prosecute that vice. In other words, go after drug dealers. Go after money launderers. Go after people. It's just so terrible to arrest prostitutes when you're using the services.
You're absolutely right. Dennis, I'm going to win back your favor with a lot of people. You, and is it true, you give freebies to soldiers returning home?
Well, what we did is two different times we've done it. Last Thanksgiving through Christmas, and then about 3 years ago, and we just felt like it's the right thing to do to support our military guys. So right now we're not doing that, but when a military guy comes in, we always buy him a T-shirt. All the girls sign it. The girls give them really cheap prices. We buy them cocktails, and we make sure they leave here feeling like the American heroes that they are. And whether you like the war or don't like the war, these are our heroes, and I just demand that everybody treat them with respect. If you don't like the war, go to the White House and tell that fucking guy in the big house what you think of it.
Yeah. Now, do you think the USO would ever send you and the girls out to make like house calls in Iraq and Afghanistan? Sort of like, you ready for this, Dennis? I'm giving you another one. I'm feeding it to you with a on a silver platter.
Okay.
Sort of like a USO.
I love it. A U.S. Ho Tour. The Bunny Ranch,
yeah.
U.S. Ho Tour. With all the hot bunnies there. And I would gladly, I'd be honored to do that. But I'll tell you what happens. A lot of the comedians go over there. And they're, you know, I run around with Dave Attell and Rich Voss and Chappelle. And I love comedians because if I'm not coming, I want to be laughing. And so I run around with these guys. And they go over there, and they know that we've given away the freebies. And they'll say to these military guys, they'll hit like 10 bases in a day. Have you ever heard of the Bunny Ranch? And the guys start screaming, well, we're going to go back there, and just for you, we're going to bang every one of those girls till you get home. And they go crazy. They go crazy.
Wow. You are the man, Dennis. Now, say, the woman, the receptionist that answers the phones on the reality show.
Uh-huh.
Say that, I want to bang her.
She's Suzette. That's Madame Suzette. And she, that everybody wants to know her because she's the one that hires all these hot chicks. And she's a sweet, sweet girl, and I love her to death. She's my office wife. She's like a typical wife. I don't fuck her.
But I can.
You like that, didn't you? I like her.
But is she available to customers?
No.
Oh, she's not.
No, not at all. She's.
Well, you know what? You should let me come on the show for a week and be a receptionist, and I can be on the show.
I would love to do that. You email me, dennis@bunnyranch.com, and you are my new receptionist.
All right, baby, we'll try it.
Well, let's come up with your working name, because even the receptionists here have names. Everybody likes to have a name. So here's what we're going to do. When you were younger, give me your animals' names.
Oh my God!
Oh,
so
you mean really?
Well,
they do that for real?
Yes.
That's really how
okay.
they come up with porno names?
A lot of. Well, let's try it. What was your animals' names? Give me choices.
Skipper and Spunky.
Spunky. Okay, I like Spunky. Now, what street did you live on? Give me all the streets you lived on when you were a kid.
Okay, let's see. Pearson Road, Lamida Avenue.
Uh huh.
Oh, I can't remember the rest.
Tennyson.
Pearson.
Spunky Pearson. That's you, baby.
Oh, God. Okay.
Sounds like a preteen soap opera star.
It does it, though? It always works. Spunky Pearson. Apparently now, live as a receptionist at the world-famous Bunny Ranch, Spunky Pearson.
She kept it dangerously.
Does that mean, Dennis, does that mean that Sunset Thomas had a puppy named Thomas?
You know, I don't know what her trip was. I guess after I slept with her a few thousand times, I should know. But
wow.
I don't really know how she got that name. You know, she got to be a hater here, so we had to. You know, I replaced her and my Mercedes in the same season on the show.
You upgraded.
Oh.
I think so. It was an ass upgrade. You know, I got a newer model. The new models were out. And
the new models. Wow. Oh boy!
Okay, what do we got in the chat room? Who's right?
Yeah.
What are the haters saying?
We're going through porno names.
Are we?
Nice.
We're going through porno names. Yeah, we're doing porno names. Let's see. We've got Fonzie Shepherd.
I like it.
Ozzy Jelly Baker.
I like it.
Chip Sherman.
Chip Sherman sounds like a game show.
Charlie Mountain View.
Love it.
Toadie Sumter.
Now with Charlie,
mine would have been Rocky Astor.
That's good.
Yeah.
Rock the ass, huh?
Rocky Astor. Bone Mosswood.
Oh, Lord.
it always works.
Pinky Wright, Rado Steel.
Rado Steel.
I'm not sure that one was actually a...
mine would have been Pat Palaverty.
Pat Palaverty?
Yep.
Well, I like Dennis Hoff. You're the original Hoff, aren't you?
Thank you. HOF, hooked on fucking.
Hey, there you go. You are a trip.
Well, Dennis, I appreciate all the time you spent with us tonight.
I'm not done with you guys. I like this. This is fun. I could talk. You know, I've done the Today Show recently. I'm shooting Tyra right now. Extra, MSNBC, Fox. And I have to watch my language. And when the hot chick here said "fuck," I'm telling you, I got a chubby. I loved it.
You're not ready.
Like
you're not ready
one.
To leave. This is your kind of place.
Yeah. Anytime you want any of the girls on or anything, you let us know. Maybe we should do the hooker update like weekly to call in and find out what's going on at the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, what do you
think? I would love that.
Okay, I'm going to start with this. What you want is crazy parties. Air Force Amy had a guy this week. Guy comes in, and I'm going to do a book on this called Bunny Tales, T-A-L-E-S. But we're going to start right now. The guy came in, and he wanted a hand job. Well, hand job is not a lot of money. So she's trying to upgrade him into something more. He won't go for it. They make a deal. He says, okay. He goes outside, and he wants to get something out of his car. So he comes back in, and, of course, when a bag comes in, we inspect the bag. And it's usually girls' clothing or something like that. But this guy had three horns, a trike horn, beep, beep, a big bull horn, whoa, whoa, and just a third horn, right? Trumpet-type horn. So what he wanted was, by Amy was giving him the hand job, he wanted her to honk the horns with her other hand. Bike, trike horn, beep, beep, bullhorn, boop, boop. And he just sat there with a grin on his face. Now, finally, Amy got tired of this. So Amy takes and gets the lube out, puts the horns up against the guy's legs, and takes both hands and starts jacking him off. When he says bike horn, she honks it with her foot. you got the visual here?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's a little strange, but yeah.
Yep, well, that's what you're going to hear for Bunny Tales. So you call in and get the hooker update, or get the madam on. Let her talk to you next week.
Oh, that'll be great. I would love that.
Well, you email me, dennis@bunnyranch.com, dennis@bunnyranch.com. And everybody, check out bunnyranch.com. In our newsroom, if you really want to know about prostitution, go into our newsroom. There's hundreds of articles about legalization, the things we do to make it legal. We are the example of how this business will be dealt with in America someday.
Good. And when does Cat House come back to HBO?
Well, we're running. We did the musical, the big musical on New Year's Eve. That's been running a lot. Then we did a Valentine's Day special. Now in April, we've got another show coming out in April. And HBO they put them out when they want to, when the quality of the product is there. The musical, it took us 8 months and $800,000 to do this musical. A team of singing coaches, choreographers, dance instructors, set designers in from New York for months and months, were all of us singing. In fact, one of our girls, this Brooke Taylor, from that, got invited to be in a band. She just played at the House of Blues. She sang,
wow. And
Nick Mason from Pink Floyd was the drummer. Greg from Deep Purple was the guitar player, and Brian Wilson was in the band.
Wow.
What we were trying to show to the world is that, you know, you expect these girls to be hot, you expect them to love sex, but they're bright, they're articulate, they're fun. And so that was what we tried to accomplish, and we think we did it.
Excellent.
Last question from the chat room?
Yeah, last question from the chat room. Go ahead, Vinny.
Obama, Hillary, or McCain?
Got to be Hillary.
Oh, that's just going to be a surprise to some people in the chat.
Well, let me give you the reason why. And I know all these political guys. Tucker Carlson is a very good friend. What I'm seeing here is I love Obama. I think he's great. I just like to see him have some experience on being on some good subcommittees in the Senate for a period of time. I think he'll be an excellent president. Hillary knows the drill. She's been beat up by these Republicans so many times, they're not going to find any dirt on her, and they're not going to beat her up again. And it's amazing to me that there's one woman in America that would not vote for her, because whether you like Hillary or not, this is going to change the women's movement in America. It's going to advance women 20 years. And for a woman not to vote for Hillary, I look at a chick that doesn't like Hillary and say, what the hell are you thinking? You know, when she's in office, that women's causes are going to be on the top of her list, even if she wants to be objective. If something comes across her desk that's going to benefit women, she's going to vote for it.
That's a good point. You make a lot of sense. You always have. This whole
well,
entire interview should have made sense.
I happen to like McCain because he's a hero, but I think Larry Flint told me when I was raised, when I was in high school and college, and raised by my German father and Italian mother, if you're going to be white and you're going to be wealthy, you need to be Republican until you get in the adult business. And Larry Flint says to you, if you want any personal freedom, you have to be a Democrat. And he's right. I don't want Republicans telling me what to read, what to watch, or who to fuck. Fuck them.
Why did you like Ron Paul so much? You were actively campaigning for him.
Well, Ron Paul isn't really a Republican. I mean, he's an independent, and we did. We raised a lot of money for Ron Paul. But his thought process is this, states' rights. In other words, Nevada likes prostitution? Go ahead and do it. You can control it. You like it? Great. If Oregon wants to lead weed to be legalized, legalize it. We don't need Big Brother Fed watching over each state. And each state, we all have different opinions and desires, and each state should be able to control themselves. Plus, he wanted our guys out of Iraq, which is, this is a terrible situation, and he wants to straighten out the monetary system. We don't have the gold to back our monetary system anymore. We just, they say it's the full faith of the U.S. government. Well, I don't have a whole lot of faith right now. It's not looking good to me. My stock portfolio isn't looking real good.
Do you have political aspirations yourself?
Well, I should. I've had many people say that they would fund it if I did. But I don't know. I'd hate to go through that scrutiny, you know. Of
you have, there is no scrutiny. All your skeletons are out of that closet. You have nothing left to reveal.
You know, you're right, because and that's the kind of person we want. And
yeah.
Finally today with Obama, he finally came clean and said, "Yeah, I heard this reverend saying these terrible things." Well, he should have said that right up front. You know, obviously this reverend had a lot of terrible things to say, but he also has a different perspective. He lived it. He saw the marches. He lived how the blacks were being treated at the time. And so, but that's the thing that people were troubled with Obama, is just step up and say, yeah, I was there in the church. I heard him say that. I don't agree with him because I don't have that perspective, because I'm half white, I'm half black, and I didn't have to live the terrible things that the black community lived.
Right, his mistake was denying it at first.
Yeah, don't deny it. Say, hell yeah, I heard him say it, but I have no frame of reference. This yeah. guy was not treated like that. He didn't have to go to segregated bathrooms. He didn't have to sit in back of buses. He's at Harvard Law School. What the hell? I mean, so and he should have just said, yep, I heard this guy say it. I didn't agree with it, but I respect the man because he lived it, and he needed to get it out.
Yeah. Well, Dennis, I could do this all night, but we're...
It's always fun, but you know what? There's no business like whole business.
I like it. Dennis Hoff, you're now a good friend of the Radio Happy Hour. Thank you.
Please, you call us anytime. You're out there, you get bored, you want to get the Hooker Report, 888 Bunny Ranch, and we'll get somebody on, and we'll have some fun with it. And don't forget the trade. My offer's still good. I'm up on the ante to four bunnies.
Four bunnies.
If she decides, that she wants to be spoiled, in fact, I'll take her to some. I'll take her and put her in the Lakers box or something, or take her to the Grammys or something, and spoil her while you guys are with my bunnies.
Dangerous for us.
Dangerous. Step up. Live on the edge, baby.
Oh God, I live Grammys. On the edge every day, but I don't want to have sex with you to have a good time. For
no,
God's
the sake. Darling. No, wait a minute. I am surrounded by girls that throw sex at me like frisbees. This is above that. It's more about us getting to know each other and be friends. And if you believe that, I'm going to sell you something else, like a bridge.
Exactly.
Dennis, right. We're going to work on her.
Work on her, guys. This trade, it still goes.
Yeah, right. You guys know I'm
thank
dangerous.
You. Thank you, my man.
Stay
thank
in touch.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you, Dennis.
What a good guy that Dennis Hoff is. He loved
yep.
it here.
Yeah, he
he's having a good time.
I told you, you got your promo there, Doc. Go all back. Right. You got your promo there.
Well, this guy. Well, I'm thinking about going and doing a live remote. We should take the whole show there.
Hell yes, that's what I'm talking about.
All of a sudden, now dangerous.
Now she wants to go.
Now she wants to go.
No, I want to go. I didn't say I want the whole.
No, but he really loved it here.
You bringing your cam?
The webcam, of course. I'm not going to miss out on that opportunity. All right, we got a lot left to do and such little time left. I want to get to the interview with Scott Cohen. I'll end the show with that. I do want to say, you know what I'm doing this weekend? I'm going to see Edible Red. Remember them?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
You think you got it. Oh, you think you got it.
I was going.
You can come.
No, unfortunately, I can't.
They're playing at Baruch College here in New York City.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, we have to arrange with Dennis to get 10% off if you mention Blogsteen.
Exactly.
Mark from Vegas mentioned it in the chat room. I think we should have definitely done that.
That's hilarious. That's very good. That's a good one, Mark.
They'll be in the sponsor.
I know. Dennis did not want to get off the phone. He was having a ball here. He liked you.
Do we have commercials?
You know what? We'll skip them this week.
You sure?
Yeah. We have so little time left. I don't want to use it selling things. Dangerous. I'd like you to think about that deal he was talking about.
You know I am not going for that, so don't even try that shit.
he offered you a spot on the show. You'd be the receptionist.
Yeah, now, you know, that I'm down for. That I am down for all the way live with that, but I'm not hoeing on the show. You can forget that.
You're not hoeing.
No, I'm not hoeing, Dr. B. You know better than that.
And Dennis doesn't sleep with the receptionist.
She doesn't have to be bothered with such nonsense, but yeah.
All right, whatever you're comfortable with, Dangerous, I support any decision that you make, even if that decision keeps two bunnies away from me and two bunnies away.
Baby, stop.
Well,
stop thinking with your balls.
But, you know, maybe if you do get on the show as the receptionist, maybe, you know, Star Wars, you know.
Listen to you, I could go from the Bunny Ranch to Star Wars, huh?
Well, you never know. I mean, you know.
You never know.
First
assistant, well, I'm serious.
First assistant
I would love
director could
Dr.
Be
B said we should do a live remote. I'm down for whatever, you know. Hey.
All right. So we'll work that out.
Shall paying for it?
We'll work that
out.
Hey,
he's paying for it, baby. Put the bill.
We'll work it out. We'll work it out. All right. Scott Cohen is an actor. He is on a brand new show, Return of Jezebel James. I had a chance to speak with him earlier this week. I'll play that for you. This show is on Friday nights on Fox. It premiered last week. I will play the show. We may lose the live feed by the end of this interview, so if we do, I say good night to everybody in the chat room. If we don't, I'll talk to you on the other side. Hang in there. Here's Scott Cohen.
Scott Cohen, the return of Jezebel James, Fox, Friday nights, 8:30 p.m. Scott, I bet you didn't think that it's possible to have a combative interview when you're calling to promote a sitcom, but I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Originally, The Return of Jezebel James was supposed to be set in Hoboken, the birthplace of Frank Sinatra, baseball, and the Dr. Blockstein Radio Happy Hour.
Yeah.
And now, I look in the TV guide and it takes place in Brooklyn. What gives?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not the person to ask, actually. I think you should probably ask the creator of the show or maybe the producers of the show that decided that they couldn't cross a river in order to shoot it.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why that happened. I actually forgot. When you shoot the show, it's like the locale, it doesn't matter as much as what's happening inside the show.
Right.
So,
I mean, you're in a closed studio. It could be.
Yeah, it could be anywhere.
It could take place in Iowa.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Hoboken is a gorgeous city. I shot a movie in Hoboken last year.
What'd you shoot in Hoboken?
Brother's Shadow. We had a big, huge wood shop. It was me and Judd Hirsch. And we shot in this firehouse in Hoboken, and in this actually two firehouses. One was a working firehouse, and one was a non-working firehouse. It's fantastic. I loved it.
Oh, good. I'm glad there's good memories of Hoboken.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Judd Hirsch, you've acted alongside other legends. You were one of the last people to work with Jerry Orbach, weren't you?
I was. Yes, I was. You bring that up, and I'm starting to feel like I'm because I just worked with Roy Scheider as well.
Oh my God!
it might scare others.
Are you saying that
I'm a curse of some sort?
You're saying Parker Posey should watch her back?
Yeah, maybe watch her back. Yeah. Yeah, no, Jerry was phenomenal. I mean, he's a legend and an icon of New York, and he was one of the sweetest guys on this earth. And he actually, he when I did Trial by Jury, Law and Order Trial by Jury, I got a message from his wife that said that, because I guess he knew that I was coming into this show not to really replace him, but to kind of like take over where he was going to drop off.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of, he gave me this blessing in this, from his wife. He kind of gave me a blessing to say, you know, I saw you in this show and that show, and I think you're a phenomenal actor, and there's nobody better than, you know, can't imagine anyone better to take, you know, to do this. And, you know, and it was really, really an incredible feeling to know that you were kind of, you know, holding the torch and carrying it on.
That's really nice.
Yeah,
you know what? I feel like I know him because you watch him for all these years.
Yeah, totally.
You know, you walk around New York, you see him every once in a while walking down the street.
Yeah.
I remember when I found out that he died, not to bring this whole thing down to a depressing interview, but I remember I found out he died. Not 10 seconds later, swear to God, there was a public service announcement that he was doing.
Oh, wow. Organ donation.
Organ donation,
right,
yeah.
Right.
It was bizarre.
Right.
Why didn't that Law and Order take off? I liked it.
Don't know. I have no idea. I wouldn't have the slightest. I don't know.
It was a good show.
Yeah. It was a good show. I wish it had continued. But now I'm on The Return of Jezebel James. And that, too, is a good show.
Yeah, so tell me about what goes on there.
It's a story about two estranged sisters, the older sister played by Parker Posey, the younger sister played by Lauren Ambrose. And the older sister is desperate to have a child. She finds out she can't and finds her younger vagabond sister and asks her to be the surrogate mother. And then you find out they start living together and she agrees and they start living together, and it becomes the story of them trying to figure out how to do this with a mother and father who are a very dysfunctional family and everybody else that surrounds them. And she and Parker lives a life of real kind of elite-ness, kind of like. I mean, she's a children's book editor and she's in a very literary world, and her younger sister is not. She's like, you know, into music and, you know, guys and, you know.
Do you play Parker's
I play
boyfriend?
Her love interest, yeah. And in the beginning, there's kind of a relationship it's no strings attached. And then it gets more complicated as the family and the baby comes into the picture. It's whether or not he's going to kind of stay with it and be part of that.
Are you the father of this baby?
We don't know yet, and I mean the episodes that we shot, there's no, like, the baby's not actually, it's not done yet, so
right.
You know, but so we don't, that's the idea, is that, yeah.
Right. Are we saving the baby for sweeps?
We're saving for you know, 3 years from now sweeps.
It's going to take 3 years.
Well,
3 year gestation.
We got to keep it going.
you do this in front of a live studio audience?
Yeah, we do it in front of a live audience, which is very fun. And it's a comedy that kind of harks back to comedies like Cheers and Roseanne, and even as far back as All in the Family.
Well, it's about time. There hasn't been any sitcoms that are really, I mean, you get the non-laugh track sitcoms have been really good, but you haven't had the good family sitcoms.
No, you haven't, and it's a show that really deals with real issues, with real people, and real things, but it's a comedy. I mean, it's, you know, it, because life is funny. Really.
Now, how does the audience still find it funny in the fifth take?
They, you know what? I'm not really sure how they find it funny, but, you know, I mean, one, you do it a little differently each time,
mm-hmm.
and two, you know, it's very cold in the studio, and there's a comic there that really kind of gets them going, and they're generous, I have to say. I mean, they feed us, and they know they feed us, but, you know, it's rare that you're going beyond three takes.
Okay.
Unless it's a really long scene and they need to cut into it and do pickups and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, you pretty much have it done by the third take.
Are you doing this where The Cosby Show was shot?
Yes, actually. We're in the same our green room, our hangout area, is Bill Cosby's old dressing room.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Kaufman Astoria.
Oh, very cool.
So we shoot in Queens. It's located in Brooklyn. And we have a love for Hoboken.
Oh, well, look at that. That's what's so beautiful about Hollywood. Now, is it quirky and quick dialogue like Gilmore Girls? Because I know it's the same producers,
yeah,
right?
The same creators, Amy Sherman Palladino and her husband Daniel Palladino. Yes, it is quirky.
And they must really love you because you were on the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, she wrote this part for me.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. And she, it's very quick, very quirky. You have to be on top of the dialogue, or you lose. You kind of like, you know, you get lost in the shuffle.
All right. Well, let me ask you this before I let you go, because you know they wrote this part for you. I look at you and I'm secure enough as a man. You're a good-looking guy.
Thank you.
You've had a stellar career. You know, you get steady work.
Yeah.
Now, what is the difference between you and someone like, say, Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, who gets the leading man roles in movies? Like, it's not like you're struggling.
Right.
But you're not.
Right.
You're not getting the Hollywood star.
Yeah, yeah. I think it just. Well, one, I think it just takes one. So you know, when that one happens, I'll do an interview with you, and I'll tell you how that feels. And, you know, because it really is like, you know, that one movie, that one TV show that goes over the top, and you just become a real commodity.
Right, like for Tom Hanks, it was Bosom Buddy.
Exactly, exactly. And then, you know, and I think that's really it. I mean, I don't think it's no real mystery. It's just about being in the right place at the right time and, you know, doing the right thing.
Now, is this something that actors consciously strive for, or, you know, you're happy, you're working, you're doing what you love? And
I think it's both. I mean, you know, you constantly strive for it, but you can't constantly think about it. You just have to do your work. You just, you know, and, you know, you hope that, you know, one thing will come along that will catapult you. I mean, each thing kind of moves you up the latter, but the work is what's most important. And I mean, I'd be lying to say that, you know, that doesn't affect me, but it's the work is what's most important. And you know, the more work you do, the better you get, and the more people see you, and the more opportunity you have.
Very nice. Scott Cohen, The Return of Jezebel James. Watch him Friday night, 8:30 p.m. Set your TiVo.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, thank you.
All right, Scott Cohen, Jezebel James. Hopefully the show will not have been canceled by the time Friday rolls around. I don't think it did very good at the ratings.
Yeah, it looks corny.
Yeah, it got really bad reviews. You know, I was going to save the interview till next week, to be quite honest with you. But I was afraid.
It might not be the same job.
Yeah, exactly. I was afraid it would be obsolete by then. So.
Yeah.
I played it this week. We only have a few seconds remaining in the live feed, so I just want to say thank you to everybody out there in the chat room and on the webcam and who listened live. Of course, those of you who did not listen live do not know the troubles we went through earlier on in the show, but those who did listen live know that we had some technical difficulties early on, and I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for working feverishly to get us on the air only 10 minutes late.
Yes.
Next week we have, among other guests, we have Stuttering John Melendez. He's the announcer.
No.
Yeah, he's the announcer for the Tonight Show, but he was made famous on the Howard Stern radio show.
Yes, wow.
Yeah, they stole him and started using all his old routines.
Well, I don't know how you make a stutterer the announcer. I mean, it must make Ed McMahon roll over in his future grave.
He doesn't, for what he does in the beginning, he doesn't stutter. He's got it under control. With Howard, they liked him to let it go.
Yeah.
But he's doing all the same. I mean, you know, I mean, other than being the announcer, he started out. Well, now they have that intern, right? What's his name?
I don't watch it. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't.
I'm not. But they, you know, going out doing all the old routines John used to do for Howard.
Oh, like ambushing people on
red
carpet.
Red carpet. Yeah, they have Lois. He's a gay guy. That does all their interviews.
I don't know. I don't.
Call him Gay Rob or something.
I'm not up that late, Vinny.
Okay.
I'm on the wrong side of 30. I'm old.
You are not old. Shut up.
All right. We've run out of our live time, so let's call it a night. We haven't gotten this long before, but that's only because we started 10 minutes late.
Yes.
But that's neither here nor there. Dangerous?
Yes, baby.
You are my internet boo. I love you.
All right. Oh, I like that.
Oh.
and I will only loan you for one night to dinner.
Oh, you are still trying to rub me the right way to get that to happen. Huh?
We'll make it happen. And Vinny, thank you for being calm earlier on in the show before we were on the air.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I hope I contributed something
after that. You absolutely did. You did, even though Mark from Las Vegas tried to steal your thunder by reading off questions in the chat room.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine.
He was eating your lunch.
And I allowed it to happen because that's what you do with guests.
That is,
and your listeners, and you're the guests in our chat room.
You're the nice guy, Vinny.
Chat room in the world. I'm the nice guy.
Yeah.
We're still going. We're still going live, by the way.
Oh, we are still on live. Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, yeah, Mark just said sorry, then he laughed out loud.
Oh, good. We're still live. That means that you can give away the Training for Warriors.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Leanne View Lowdown
is going to train like a warrior.
Wow, look at that.
Martin Rooney's book, Training for Warriors. I think I sent her a T-shirt, so I already have her mailing address, so look for this in the mail. You all can train as if you were a warrior by the guy who trained the 2007 ISL World Champions, the ultimate mixed martial arts workout, Martin Rooney's Training for Warriors. All right.
Cool.
I'll talk to you all next. All right, calm down, everybody. All right, in honor of the concert that I'm going to see on Saturday, Edible Red, I'm going to take you out with some Sugar and Spring. Good night, everybody.
From the world.